I'm going to tell you a story, and as I'm telling the story, you'll probably say to yourself, well, what does this have to do with anything? But if you hold on to your hats, you'll find out it does connect to the gospel. The story begins in 1946, and three little Bedouin boys are tending a flock of goats, a herd of goats, in the Judean desert. And they notice that one of the goats is missing. So they go out looking for him, and they can't find him. And then one of them says, well, I think he might have fell into one of those deep caves. So which cave would he have fallen into? They didn't know. So what they did is they started throwing stones down the different caves to see if the goat would respond to the noise. And as they were throwing the stones into the caves, they threw it into one cave that made a noise, but it wasn't the noise of a goat. It was the noise of a jar, a clay jar, breaking. And they thought to themselves, what could be down in that cave? So they lowered one boy down, and he found the broken jar, and in the jar there were four rolls of leather. And the boys said to themselves, there must be money in these four leather scrolls. So they took the four rolls of leather to the neighboring cobbler who made sandals out of leather. And they sold to the cobbler these four rolls of leather for a few dollars. And the cobbler started making sandals, not knowing that the leather was 2,000 years old. He accidentally spilt water on some of the leather, and he really could see when the water hit the leather, there was writing on the leather. And he looked at the writing and he said to himself, there must be money in these four scrolls. So he went to an educated man in the neighborhood, and the educated man was the Archbishop of the Syriac Orthodox Church. And he showed the archbishop, who was Samuel, the four scrolls. And the archbishop knew immediately when he saw the writing that it was Hebrew. But he didn't speak Hebrew. He couldn't read Hebrew. So he said to himself, there must be money in these four scrolls. So he bought it from the cobbler for about $25. And then he brought it to one of his priests who could speak Hebrew and read Hebrew. And the priest looked at the scrolls and he said, well, this scroll here is the book of Isaiah. And it looks very old. It looks like it might even be before Jesus. And then he looked at another scroll and he said, this is a rule of a community of Jews that existed before Jesus. He says, I think there's money involved in these scrolls. So the archbishop took the four scrolls, put them in a suitcase, bought an airplane ticket, came to the United States, and landed in New Jersey. And as soon as he got to New Jersey, he rented a space in a vault of a bank. And the bank was either in Lodi, New Jersey, or West New York, New Jersey, one of the two. And he kept the four scrolls in that vault for 4 or 5 years. And then he said, now it's time to see if we can get money for these four scrolls. And he put an ad in the Wall Street Journal in 1954. Four ancient scrolls for sale. Contact box F9. And a man called Mr. Green contacted him. Mr. Green wanted to see the scrolls and buy the scrolls. Mr. Green was not Mr. Green. Mr. Green was an agent for the New State of Israel who had heard about these scrolls and said, we want these Hebrew scrolls back. So the Archbishop and Mr. Green met at the Waldorf Astoria. And during the meeting, they stored the four scrolls in the vault of the Waldorf Astoria. Mr. Green agreed to buy the scrolls for $250,000. And he went to the vault and got the four scrolls, hailed a cab, and took the cab to the airport and flew to Israel. And the scrolls are now in Israel. They're the centerpiece of the Dead Sea Scrolls in Jerusalem. These scrolls that those little boys found was probably the most important archaeological finds in the 20th century. Ancient, before Christ. Oldest copy of the book of Isaiah. Copy of the rule of these Jews who were practicing Judaism before Jesus in a different way than the temple Jews. So the archbishop used this money to build little churches, and he built a church in Teaneck, New Jersey, and in Bergenfield, New Jersey. And even though he died in 1995, the money went on, and the most recent church they built was on Sunset Avenue in Haworth, the Syriac Orthodox Church. So we have the church here with the money and the scrolls in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, the scholars studied the scrolls carefully, and the scroll that described the rule for these unusual Jews was very interesting. And all of a sudden, even though they're written before Jesus, all of a sudden the scholars see a connection with Jesus. Because Christians for 2,000 years would read the New Testament, and they knew that Jesus kept talking about something. He kept talking about the children of the light. It's even in this gospel here. He says it talks about the children of the light. And Jesus said to his disciples, you have to be the light to the world. And then he said, and you don't hide your light under a table. And that he was the light. Where did Jesus get all this imagery of light? Comes right out of that scroll, out of that group of Jews living in the desert like monks. Maybe John the Baptist was one of them. It's the children of the light, that whole theme. And these people looked at the world as filled. The world was created by God, and there were two kinds of people living on the earth. One were the sons of darkness, and the other were the sons of light. Sons of darkness lived a very greedy, selfish, materialistic life, as described by Jesus with the steward and the rich man and the debtors, all of whom were robbing each other. And the children of the light were living a life in which they took all the wealth that belonged to God and spent it recklessly on the poor, on justice. And that made them the children of the light. And that's what Jesus is reflecting in this gospel. The children of darkness is the steward, the rich man, the debtors. The children of the light are those who spend recklessly God's wealth for those who are in need on the earth. And Jesus says, you should be the children of the light. So it's a long story. It's very interesting. And it gives us a clue. And it gives us an image that I think we all want to live with. I want to be a child of the light. I want to be the light to the world. I want to obey Jesus and not hide the light in me, but let it shine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.